The air is fine. Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Continuing our conversation with Eileen on her lemon tree. If you have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 if you need help with some plant identification. Email us a picture, info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Well, I guess my comment to Eileen is welcome to the world of a farmer. You know, you're at the mercy of the weather on many fronts. And there's just not much you can do. When we get, you know, pretty heavy winds, and a couple of nights ago was about as bad a wind as without, you know, a non-monsoon wind as I've seen in a long time. And, you know, if those trees are exposed and not well protected, you know, you're going to get, and in full bloom, that's just what's going to happen, unfortunately. And the good thing is there's probably likely more little lemons on there than you realize, because lemons are awfully heavy producers and in most cases produce more fruit than most of us can use. Let's just hope that's the case. In any regards, there's really not much you can do. I'm sorry.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate the call. We have a, like you said, the life of a farmer. We talked last hour, if you missed it, a too pretty to work day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a day, one day a year, just for fun. The governor could come out and say, you know what, the forecast has it set for not to exceed 75 and clear blue skies. It's a too pretty to work day. Everyone has a day off. Now, you could completely, as a business, volunteer in that or not. It's not mandatory. It would just be something fun that you could participate in if you wanted to. I guess Kevin Rogers from the Farm Bureau didn't think it was such a great idea that, you know, they still got to feed the dairy cows. They still got to, you know. When does a farmer have a day off anyway? You're going to be working on the
If you're looking for a lot of time off, it's the wrong profession. Especially a dairy farmer. So, like, well, got to feed them, got to milk them.
You're still working Christmas Day. You're working Easter Day, like you said. So maybe you're going to be working
maybe
anyway.
Your wife gets a day off, and then you get the next day off.
There you go. Trade.
You know, that's why they have lots of kids.
Because, see, if it just happened to be that Tour Day Trees fell on a weekday, on a too pretty to work day, you could still get to Tour de Trees, right, John?
Oh, yeah. Tour de Trees, the third annual Tour de Trees today, Arizona State University. How you guys doing?
Good. This is Mr. John Richardson of the Arizona Forestry Division on site. I understand you personally helped select the trees that are on the tour this year.
Yeah. This year's is pretty awesome. We have 8 trees on the tour. We have trees, cork oak, sour orange, Royal Poinciana, Twisted Myrtle, a really cool little grove of Canary Island pines and mesquite. And at each tree this year, we have certain tree topics. We'll help take tour participants all the way from how to select a tree at the nursery, how to properly plant it, how to properly water it, how to properly prune it, all the way down the line. So
last year, y'all had it spread out a little bit more. I understand it's a little different this year.
Yeah, this year is a lot more condensed. It's actually on the northern part of what they call, refer to as a Katy Mall, which is on University and College Ave. And it's much more walkable and easier to find. Last year we had, it was kind of more of a scavenger hunt to find the trees. So this year is a little better in that regard.
And I understand at one point, there will be a guided tour.
Yep, from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. we'll have a guided tour. And we actually have Claude Clough, who is a certified arborist, tree expert
City of
from
Chandler.
Chandler, who's going to be leading that tour.
ACTC's current president, very knowledgeable. What are some of the other premier arborists on site today?
Yeah, today we have over 20 certified arborists, so a lot of knowledge out here today. Along with Claude, we'll have Rick Robinson, Steve Preeb, also a past ACTC president, well, Bonnie Richardson from the City of Tempe, and kind of the list goes on there.
Two or three of those that you'd mentioned have been on guests on Rosie on the House, so y'all have a very well-knowledge lineup.
Claude Clough was an old FFA kid employee of Harper's Nursery back when we were both a lot younger.
I'm sure he'd appreciate you not mentioning that. Wonderful. Now, where does somebody park?
You know, parking will probably be best. What we're telling people right now is on College Avenue just north of University. It's called the Fulton Center parking structure. And, however, there are free parking basically throughout ASU today since it is the weekend.
Very good. Event is free, open to the public. All you got to do is get yourself there.
Exactly, yep. And we'll be doing a free little plant giveaway to the first 50 people that show up, as well as giving out a Tour de Trees T-shirts.
Nice. Can you save one for me? Just put it on the side. Act like I was there.
What size do you want, Romy?
Medium. Thank you. John, y'all have sorry we're not there live today. We had a little mix-up in our scheduling, but we'll get it right next year and be on site with you again.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it. Hope to see everybody out here today.
Sounds good. Thank you. It's a beautiful day, and what an education. And when we were there on site last year, I was quite impressed. I didn't attend college there, so I never had a reason to be on campus, and
the tree variety, the amount of variety of different trees on the ASU campus is pretty astounding. Things like a cork oak. I mean, you don't see cork oaks just anywhere, at least here in Phoenix. So there's some pretty cool trees, unusual trees, and large mature specimens of things that are great too. So
Rosie, on thehouse.com, right on the homepage, you scroll to the bottom, our community calendar. You'll see it on there. Tour Day Trees, if you're looking for more information or all the fine details. There's also the Trace Reel Festival. It was bumped back a month because of the flooding in the river. That's going on today. You can find event details there at rosieonthehouse.com. And then coming up on April 19th, the Arizona Game and Fish Shot Heard Around the World Day. We'll be talking about that as it gets a little bit closer. But mark your calendars for April 19th. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get to Barbara in Tucson at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a question about a mesquite tree. It's the kind of mesquite that has the beans on it that come every year. I noticed I have two of them. One of the trees has got this stuff, looks like it's oozing out of the trunk. It's clear. I just went and popped one off of there. It's brittle, but it's clear, kind of goldy yellow color. Is this, it's like a sap or an ooze or something?
Well, it's sap that's you know, that is emerged or oozed out of probably some type of stress crack or fissure in the trunk of the tree. It's already hardened up and, you know, more than likely has healed itself already. I don't really, probably nothing to be too terribly concerned with. And,
oh, good, good. You know, it's not going to harm the tree.
You just have a few of them? They're just...
You know, looks like there's 10, 12 of them there.
Okay. Pretty old, mature tree, or...?
The tree was planted probably 5, 6 years ago. It's good size, probably good 20, 25 feet.
Tree's basically healthy. Looks good.
It seems to be, yeah. But, you know, it's got, I guess, all the rain. I have a circle of the bricks around the trunk of both of them, each one. Mm-hmm. And there's a root or something coming out. It's lifting the bricks.
Oh, more than likely. Yeah.
That's normal, huh?
That's fairly normal. That's, you know, when you have very aggressive trees like mesquites, they have... you know, roots that really proliferate where there's moisture available, and they will lift, you know, things like brick edging, things like that. You know, it's not a big deal. You can reset the brick if it bothers you. You know, kind of re-level it and redo it. Maybe even move it out a little ways.
To come up out above the ground, it looks pokey.
Well, the root is growing above the ground because there was shallow moisture available for the tree. If we want to avoid surface rooting, we need to make sure we water a lot deeper and longer and slower so that the roots will proliferate where the moisture is most available, and it drives the roots down deeper. That's still not to say you can't get some surface rooting, but it will minimize it if you really concentrate on when you do water for a long time and get that water down several feet deep into the soil.
We appreciate the call. We have Greg in Phoenix on the line, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie for you. Go ahead, Greg.
Morning, guys. Jay, I'm looking for a recommendation. I'm not sure this plant exists. My challenge is I'm looking to kind of cover a block wall. It runs east-west, and we're on the north side of that wall. So right now, as I'm looking at it, that wall is in the shade. So I'd like to cover it. I'd also like to extend it, the plant to grow up. I mean, ideally, my ideal plant would grow about 8 or 9 feet tall and then, 20 feet wide. It is adjacent to our pool, so litter is a concern. Does anything come to mind there that will grow in that tricky, it's shaded in the winter, it's going to get a little bit of sort of oblique sun in the summer.
Well, I would probably think a vine might be better than a plant. If you've got limited space width-wise, you're close to a pool, you want it to really kind of hide the wall.
Vine is what I had in mind, but it's going to be tight to the wall, so it's going to be in a lot of shade.
Yeah, creeping fig would be the first one that would come to my mind. If it's, especially on the north side where its roots, or as we sometimes refer to it, its feet are going to be down in the shade. They love that. They will eventually, if they get up and get out into the sun, as long as they're rooting down in cooler, wetter, shadier areas, they will be just fine. It's a little bit slow to get started, but it'll do great for you.